He's not a trained professional anyway. Like, he's super nervous. He goes to the bathroom to play around with his gun. And of course, the man who opens the door is the man he's gonna murder. He's like, fuck. Like, of all the people who opened the door at that moment, he just couldn't lock the bathroom door. But luckily, Tom shows up at that exact moment. And there's this incredible
Yeah, so good.
10, 15 minute, maybe even 20 minute scene.
I could imagine this like same kind of like scene or like dynamic or whatever. I could see this translated in like other movies. Like maybe like I could see this translated in like a really kind of not good screwball comedy from like the 2000s or 2010s. Like I could see this movie being made today with like a really bad version with like Kevin Hart and like, I don't know, Mark Wahlberg, right? Like you can kind of see it, you know what I mean? But, you know, Wim Wenders, you know, he doesn't use a lot of music. It's a very kind of crusty gray, brown, dark kind of 70s neo-noir vibe. So there's like a lot of darkness going on. But yeah, that train scene, you can see kind of like the architecture of like that scene translated into, you know, like a really shitty like comedy movie for Netflix about Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg or whatever.
It's probably already in production. I'm sure they're making.
Probably, yeah. It's probably already been made. It probably already exists.
Yeah, I think it's so interesting that there's some very funny and silly moments in this, especially this scene where they're trying to murder this man and have him locked in the bathroom and people keep walking by. But because of the grayness of the film and because of maybe the honesty of the film, Wim Wenders never makes fun of Jonathan, even though Jonathan has no idea what he's doing. And there's some absurd moments and he's doing some absurd things. Wim Wenders is very sympathetic to Jonathan. You're always on Jonathan's side and you always want to be on his side.
Yeah, you feel very bad for him.
And even though this is a very funny scene, you don't ever feel like laughing at him. You're the nerves, at least for me, are still very high. And you're very nervous.
There's like no music or anything like that. Like it's still like a very tense scene, especially like Dennis Hopper's performance. Dennis Hopper is just like he's like rolling around on the floor and he's wild. He's like off
He's
the
off the
wall.
wall.
He's so good. But like even though that performance is funny, it can be seen as funny, it also makes I guess the whole situation more unpredictable, right? Because like Tom, he's unpredictable, so it makes it more a little bit more tense.
Tom is just someone who doesn't give a fuck about anything. I mean, he just does whatever. When he goes and murders that man, I mean, I guess at this point, Tom's murdered a lot of people,
Yeah, he's
so.
like a murderer, like he's a professional murderer.
So who cares how many people he has or continues to murder? He doesn't give a shit. And he does a great job. I mean, he murders this man. He throws him out the train. And then, of course, as they're trying to throw this man at a train, another man catches them. So that guy becomes part of the murder process. And they gotta throw him out of the train too.
They just throw him out.
It's so incredible because
And
the
they get
train
away with
scene,
it. They
they
don't get in
just get away
trouble.
with it. Again,
They have that scene where
no
like Samuel Fuller is
consequences.
like walking through the train to find out where the guys went, and they don't do anything. It's so funny to me. They just kind of get away with it. You do have that really good moment where he goes to the front of the train, Jonathan, and he like cries out of the window. He's simultaneously like excited about the whole experience, right? But he's also upset about it, right? And so he kind of like can't help but like be upset because
Because
he's
he's
not like
not
Tom
Tom Ripley.
Ripley. Yeah, he's not Tom Ripley. Yeah.
He has feelings and emotions and can't just murder people in cold blood. So there's a lot of mixed emotions at that moment because, as you've pointed out, there seems to be sort of this fetish almost at this point for Jonathan for killing these people. I mean, there's no reason he has to go back and kill a second person. He's already been paid to kill the first person. And even though he still believes that he's going to die, he could very well just live the rest of his life without doing the second killing, but he finds some sort of dark joy in it. And now that he's had this bonding moment with Tom, their friendship becomes even more strangely intertwined. There's almost something sexual behind their friendship, and not necessarily romantic, but there's just this underlying tension between these two characters after this moment. Because I guess when you murder someone together, there is a certain relationship that forms between two people.
Yeah, this relationship, it's so good. It's after the train, they like hang out and chill, right? They like have some beers and stuff, and they kind of just talk once again, their interactions, like, it's not like throughout the whole movie, it's more kind of their interactions are, for the most part, kind of few and far between. Once again, if we were to make the Kevin Hart, Mark Wahlberg version of this, I think whoever's producing would be like, okay, they have to meet, but we need to have them meet as soon as possible, and they have to be together often. And the American Friend is just kind of like, you know, their interactions and their meetings are more jagged. They don't happen super often, but when they do, it's very pleasurable. It's very fun to watch. Very kind of weird chemistry because the characters are so different.
It's a wonderful relationship, and good on Wim Wenders for refusing to have just that be the crux of the film, because it is such a pleasurable part of the film. And whenever Tom Ripley is in it, I mean, he just truly steals the show. Dennis Hopper can't help but be one of the greatest actors of all time. So whenever he's in it, he's just absolutely crushing it. And yet he's really only in a couple of scenes. Like, even though when I think of the film, I think of Dennis Hopper and I think of those scenes of those two together. I mean, of the 2 hours, they're probably only together maybe 20 or 30 minutes of the film. A lot of the film is just Jonathan just trying to figure his shit out, trying to not die from his blood disease, and his wife slowly catching on and eventually just realizing that Tom Ripley is the absolute worst, because he is. And she's fed up with it, as she should be.
Yeah, she's super pissed off. I think Jonathan is being threatened by, like, whatever mafia guys are left. The leftover people on the train. Like, I think, yeah, and it explodes in, like, a big physical altercation, right, where he hits her. It's, like, very, very, like, rough. And I think after that, too, I think a little bit after this, they go to Tom's house, right?
Yeah, Raul confronts Jonathan because Raul's been threatened. His house has been blown up or something like that. Basically, the mafia figured out that Raul was tied to the killings somehow, probably because of Tom Ripley is how they figured it out, I'm guessing. Because the whole reason of not hiring Tom Ripley and hiring Jonathan was because Jonathan had absolutely no ties to Raul, so there's no reason that they would connect it. But when Tom Ripley got involved, the mafia realized that Raul was involved, so now Raul is absolutely pissed. And he's like, you gotta fix the situation, and Jonathan doesn't know what he's doing. So they go to Tom's house? Is that? I know they go to a house. I didn't know whose house it was.
It's his mansion, right? It's his big ugly mansion in Hamburg. Yeah, he lives in Hamburg, and yeah, it's his big ugly mansion.
And they're basically waiting to be attacked, I guess, is the plan.